What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Pretty Bastard Match! The Pretty Bastard Match! The Pretty Bastard!
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Pretty Messed Up on iHeartRadio. I'm your host, AJ McLean, with my beautiful host who's pulling hairs out of her mouth right now.
No, that sounds
the
so
beautiful
bad.
Cheryl Burke.
It does sound bad.
It does. No. And the most handsome, sleep deprived human on the planet, Mr. Rene Elizondo.
I'm so happy to see you guys.
I'm so slap happy. So slap happy.
Yeah, slap
well,
happy.
You I, dude, have spent the last 4 days together. So I've seen you. You've seen me.
Yeah.
We literally just flew back into LA this morning from Vegas.
I want to tell the listeners one thing. I've flown with AJ so many times. He has this gift. He sits in his chair and he sleeps until he hears the wheels
go
down. I can't do that. He literally,
it's like hypnotizing. As soon as I walk on the airplane, I'm like,
I don't know if it's the vibration, but my whole life since I was a kid, and it's the same thing. I'm the worst person to go on a road trip with if you want to have a conversation. If I'm in the passenger seat and you're not talking to me, I'm going to sleep.
It's
just
the
know
movement.
That now.
It's That's the movement. Awesome. I borderline fall asleep when I drive all the time because it cradles me. Just like
That's
it's
not
so,
good.
No, that's not good.
That's
no
brains. No brains.
No, no.
Yeah, it's a really weird thing. Now, okay, TMI, but in my 30 plus years of traveling and flying around everywhere, I have never, not once, gone number two on a plane. And the reason is I sleep through all the meals. I don't eat any of the food generally. So there's nothing in me to have to go out.
Well,
the second I get to the hotel, forget about it. It's like go time.
I mean, I only poop once a week. So, I mean, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Wow, we are a little slap.
How do you look so damn good if you poop only once a week? Like,
I got a lot of shit in me,
and never sleep. So,
right?
Yes, and you don't sleep.
It's the Asian. Asian don't raisin.
Wow, that's
true. Asian don't raisin. What does that even
mean? Black don't crack.
Yeah, like black don't crack. Asian don't raisin. Does Asian and raisin rhyme? Say that.
Close enough. Close enough.
There's an N in it.
Yes. Okay, good.
No, raisin, Asian.
Asian. Oh, if you say it like that, like I have to do the long A.
Persuasion.
Okay. Maybe we should stop talking about Asians. Okay.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Well, we're not talking bad.
No.
I mean,
no.
We never would.
I bet not a single Asian will get mad that we're saying that they don't age.
Asian.
It's true.
Age.
Cheryl's actually 65 years old. Nobody knows the truth, but she's actually 65.
Yeah.
And has had zero work done. This is what 65 looks like.
Right? It's like the new 50. J-Lo, eat it. I'm kidding.
Yes. Ooh, yeah, burn. Yeah, so literally Renee and I just got back from Las Vegas. You know, we, myself, Nick Carter, Joey Fatone, and Wanya Morris from Boys to Men.
Jeez Louise.
We just put together, literally, when I say last minute, I do mean like the first night, the first show was our first actual run through of the show.
Wow.
Like, we had a couple days of rehearsal, but it was mainly working out the kinks, but we never ran the show until opening night. I mean, but.
And how did it go?
It went off without a hitch. Every single night, it was four shows in a row, which, mind you, I haven't performed in really any capacity, with the exception of a charity event, which was easy in Las Vegas a few months ago, and then during Pride Month, the little back sync thing that me, Nick, and Joey and Lance Bass did. But again, minimal shows.
Mm-hmm.
I have not performed in, it's coming up on almost 2 years. So
wait, are you forgetting Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, well, yeah, but I'm talking about like singing and dancing and the whole enchilada.
Hey, you were so singing to me and dancing with me.
Yes, but so like
that's great.
This was the first time like really getting back into the swing of things. And I just got to say, you know, Wanya said it multiple nights. Joey said it. I've said it. This was like the easiest show mm-hmm. I've ever done, or any of us have ever done, because there's no choreography. We don't have to be in a certain place at a certain time. It's literally
no worries.
No, it's literally a free for all, and you get to really see each of us
mm-hmm.
as individuals.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know what I mean? Like,
yes, totally. But yeah, having been there, even though you say there's no choreography, because you guys are all consummate professionals and pretty much grew up on stage, you would fall into each other's grooves. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, one person would start doing something, everyone would start doing
it. You're very aware of the stage and the presence.
Yes. And they would somehow, even though I know it was a lot of improv, but it's improv when you're watching professionals do it versus improv watching amateurs do it, where they're like, okay, wait, what do we do next?
No, but
there's never those moments, you know?
There was one really, really funny moment. So, you know, Boys to Men have been around for 30 plus years.
Oh, I know.
We as a group looked up to Boys to Men. We actually picked out the harmonies to one of their songs to get a record deal, to sing a cappella.
Wow.
And one of the nights, Sean Stockman joined us on stage, who, by the way, if anyone doesn't know, he is one third of Boys to Men. That dude
the
can
tall one,
shred.
The tall one, the tall skinny.
Yes, skinny. That dude can shred on the guitar like nobody's business. He picked it up out of boredom, and he's now perfected it, and it's phenomenal. But one of the first things he said when he joined us on stage was how excited he was about how free-spirited this show was and how excited he was to say the word fuck. Because, no, literally, him and Wanya both, how excited they both were to say the word fuck. In their 30-year career, they have never not once swore on stage, ever.
It's not their look, though. I don't.
That's
know
it,
exactly.
And that's why.
Exactly.
That's why. Because
that's the main reason why
it's not their thing, right?
And it's the same thing for Backstreet Boys. We never the first
either.
First time I ever swore was on the NKOTBSB tour we did with us and New Kids on the Block, and I only did it because Donnie did it, but it didn't really have the same reaction.
Did you sing
I
it?
Was
did you sing the?
No, but I was just like, yeah, and like the crowd was like, woohoo.
Well, you're not Aerosmith. I mean, not like it's Aerosmith, but you know what I mean? Like, you're not heavy metal.
We're not a rock band. We're a freaking boy band. So,
that's right.
But But your fans have grown up with you now. They are adults now. They can actually...
Like, you can say it here on the podcast. Yeah. You know, that's totally
But
fine.
I mean, like, it was... I'll say this. Over the course of four shows, it was like a Quentin Tarantino film. There was a lot of F-bombs dropped repeatedly every night, especially this little moment between Nick and Joey. And Joey is making fun of Nick's voice, mm-hmm. and basically saying, "Why on this particular song do you sound like you're taking a shit?" Oh, and
is it true?
And well, no,
no. Nick was going through puberty, tongue-in-cheek.
And it's very tongue in cheek. But then Nick just turns to Joe and says, "You know what, Joe? Fuck you."
Oh.
And the crowd went nuts. And then Joey says, "Okay, Nick, now that you got that off your chest, is there anything else that you want to say to me?" And Nick follows it up with, "Well, at least I had lead vocals on my albums." And the mic, and then it's just a mic drop at that point.
That's but, so funny.
No, it's...
That's great. You guys, the four of you, though, I can't... I mean, like, I know Joey Fatone very well, and he's just a hoot regardless. But, like, the four of you guys together, that is awesome. I love that. I hope...
Joey has no filter.
I was in the dressing room.
And by the way, I can take a lot of stuff, but there's some borderline Joey sometimes. We'll go there and it'll actually gross me out.
Yeah.
I could see that. But you know what I also felt was incredible was, you know, some of the guys have battled demons in mm-hmm. their life and they know that I have battled my demons, and it was just really, really such an organic moment that we were able to openly talk mm-hmm. about our past and like where we are today and all of our highs and lows. And it's just, there was such a camaraderie between the four of us. I mean, look, obviously Nick is my bandmate, he's my baby brother, but you know, to really spend this much time together, like really, I have such a newfound respect for Joey and for, you know, Wanye. And you're going to love this. Our second night, we had a special guest who would not leave the stage. Mr. Joe Coy.
Shut up.
Yeah.
He
was there?
He was there and he was in rare form. He would not leave the stage.
Stop it.
And... Oh my God. And like he grabbed the mic.
He was probably loving it though.
Oh no.
My God. That's a great picture. You guys have to frame that.
He literally grabbed the microphone and like I thought he was going to burst into a stand up. And then Nick and I serenaded him and we were singing to him and he was jumping on Joey. And
he put his glasses on Nick, right?
And then Nick's like, "Jesus, you're blind." Like his glasses
are thick.
Did you invite
him? You invited him, obviously. It wasn't just a coincidence.
He's really, really close friends with Wanye and Wanye's wife.
Okay.
But this was the first time that myself and Renee got to meet him in person since he had did the show.
Right.
And he told us to tell you hello.
Yes.
Hi.
He did.
Hi, Asian brother.
And I will say this much. I never played sports as a kid. So I never had the like locker room coach, you know, speech before the game or speech after the game.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
You know, none of that. When I tell you, and Renee can back me up because he was front row, after the show, Joe Coy went on probably, a 20-minute rant at least?
Listen, honestly.
Was he feeling good?
So, let me tell you. He was like a little girl. The whole time.
He's a fan, AJ.
Right. He was running around and he's taking pictures was loving it. And afterwards, back in the dressing room, he came back there and he literally put on like a Hollywood epic film, Braveheart kind of, how amazing.
Monologue.
And he went through every single part of the show. And then at one point he looks at me and goes, "Do you agree?" I said, "I'm just glad to be hearing your speech."
Yeah,
right,
he's
now
just like, I'm just glad to be here, man.
I love that he was there. Oh my God, I missed out. I have major FOMO right now.
Let me tell you, if I could kind of tell you the way I perceived it was, it felt like if you ever wanted to hang out with like legendary boy band cats in their living room and see what they're like in person, that's what it was like. It was like you're hanging with them. It wasn't like they're putting on a show for you.
Right.
It's almost like you almost feel like a fly on the wall because they are improvising, riffing, ribbing each other. They're being hilarious.
Yeah.
Everyone being hilarious. And then in between all of this, there's these like a discography of just hit after hit after hit.
Wow.
But
so you guys sang each other's songs, right? Like I can only imagine, like it must have been a different type of energy because it's like you are all in the same world. Like I'm trying to think, like maybe it's like when I dance with one of the pros or whatever that I haven't danced with in so long after you've been with a partner for so many years, there's an excitement to it. And yes. I'm sure that it gave you a different adrenaline rush, you know?
No, but like for me personally, like I looked up to Wanye as a performer, but mainly as a vocalist, like the way that he can do riffs and runs so effortlessly. And I used to emulate him and try to do the same thing and then obviously make it into my own. And he was one of the first artists that I really did that with. And to be able to share the stage with him, number one, mm-hmm. and to be able to hold my own with him vocally was like, I'm going to cherish that for the AJ, rest of my life.
I think you underestimate yourself, though. You are an amazing vocalist. Like every single person that, you know, when you had me listen to your music and all of my friends, they just can't stop talking about your vocals. And same with my husband. He's a fan. Well,
thank you. Thank you. But I mean, again, to be able to sing End of the Road.
Yeah. That's
or I'll Make Love to You.
Oh, my gosh.
With Wanye standing next to you singing together.
I can't even imagine.
Cheryl, one of my favorite things on the planet is looking out into the audience and looking at like big burly dudes that are not
singing it
and they're just singing every word and they're all into it. Like you expect the women to know every word, but the guys they've come with that probably came, I'll go, whatever. And then all of a sudden when the songs are kicking, they're just right there with the girls. Sometimes even more. That's one of my favorite things to see these guys.
And, you know, I think it was on Friday night or Saturday night. Like, it was like going back to like 1999.
Oh, I love that
All of a sudden, I'm singing.
Good stuff.
And there's a girl, a fan, just took it upon herself to run up on stage. No, she ran up on stage and her face was like right there.
What?
So like I'm saying to myself, I am getting
did
a COVID
she have
test
a mask?
When I get home. No.
You're on stage.
I'm like, no.
Neither
not you,
did she.
Her.
No, she did not have a mask and she
you
was
didn't
like
have
right
security?
There.
Well, there was, but it happened so fast.
Yeah, and then Joey's the one that picked her up and carried her off the stage
and gave her his number.
Well,
kidding.
No, she ended up getting kicked out of the show.
So you do know Joey.
Oh my God, we were on tour together for 2 years in a row.
He's very funny guy.
Well, he actually mentions that in the show. He's like, yeah, so after I got off the show, he goes, I did the All Stars and I got kicked off like second week. I'm like, damn, dude, that sucks for you. That's worse than the first time around.
Right. So you did beat him then, AJ.
Well, yeah. Well, because, you know, for some reason, like I kept, because it was like week 9, I kept thinking I was in 9th place.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It wasn't.
I know. Actually, I was thinking about that.
It was
you were
fifth
like semi,
place.
You were semifinal. Semifinal within the competition.
Yes, exactly. But because it was week 9 that I got the boot.
Yeah.
That was my irrational math going, oh, I guess I'm in 9th place.
Did you figure that out after you mentioned this?
I figured out after, yes, yes.
AJ,
it was after, unfortunately.
Tell people that weren't there, who were some of your guests?
Oh, so we had some incredible guests. The first two nights, we had the amazingly talented Luis Fonsi.
Wow.
Who is Despacito. Him and Joey went to high school together.
Wait, you know who I thought you were talking about? The guy from Happy Days.
No, that's Henry Winkler, who plays the Fonz.
Fonz, yeah.
Definitely not Henry Winkler. Then we had Sean Stockman from Boys to Men. We had Ray Parker Jr., who is he sings the theme. If there's something strange in your neighborhood.
That's not Michael Jackson.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters.
I
he sang the theme
like
to Ghostbusters.
I like it. Okay.
Then
legend, legend.
Then we had Mr. Bobby Brown.
No
himself.
Way. Yes. Oh, tell me about him.
Bobby was stand-up dude.
Drinking?
I got to sing My Prerogative with Bobby
no.
Brown.
No, did he dance? Wait.
He did. He did cut loose a little bit. You know, he did his thing. But like just to,
no.
because look, also
so.
New Edition, another group that I looked up to growing up, and he's one of the original members of New Edition. So
yeah.
like to see him and to talk to him during
That's
the sound
so
check
cool.
rehearsal and everything. And then last night,
Cheryl might not know this either, but go ahead.
Last night we had Coolio.
Of course I know Coolio.
Wow. Gangster's Paradise. She has to
with
know.
The freaking. Of course, I know. I love that song. Me and yeah. my dance partner.
Been spending most of my life living.
I listen to that in my Mitsubishi Eclipse convertible every single day.
I love.
Why does
you
that
know
not
what?
Surprise
wait,
me that you had an Eclipse?
Wait, I love those moments, you guys, especially with people that have gone on to be successful, where you remember that car, you remember what
yeah.
you were listening to.
Of course,
like I remember my little rabbit. You know,
that sounds like
Volkswagen.
A
I used to love the rabbits because I didn't want a Jetta because all Jettas were all driven by chicks.
Wait,
so,
can we back up a second, AJ?
No, we don't have to.
No, no. How does rabbit sound like
know.
A vibrator?
It
that's
is,
what
there
she
is
said.
A vibrator called a rabbit.
Because it is
swear.
A because it is one.
Okay,
yeah.
so I'm the one.
Yeah,
that's,
Renee.
Well, how do you know, AJ?
Yeah, AJ.
Because I've bought things for girlfriends in the past.
Why would you buy your girlfriend a vibrator? You know
exactly.
what you're saying, right?
That's kind of lazy.
Yes, well, I'm saying that because
it's
I travel
kind of
a lot.
Lazy.
Yes, maybe a little lazy. Okay. Okay.
Oh
okay.
My God, that's hysterical.
Okay, back to your Mitsubishi Eclipse. Let's go
I
back to
that,
all right?
Okay.
That's
okay,
right.
so
Let's
that's right. I did make a convertible. I forgot about that.
But then I got in a 10-car accident. It was a domino effect, and then it got totaled.
Oh, no. I want to switch
now,
gears.
Did you cause the accident?
Okay. Yep, looking at a cute boy.
Of course you did. Of
Cut
course. I've seen. I've seen how you drive, Cheryl.
Go ahead, Renee.
No, I would like to say that now, from my point of view, being out in Vegas with AJ was amazing. It was fun. And got to meet some of our listeners. Which
oh, really?
Was awesome, yeah. Like,
yes.
You know, they
We have more than one? I'm kidding.
I got to meet our listener.
Our one and only.
Yes.
No, but seriously, they, you know, the sweethearts, you can imagine, right? Like,
yeah.
a lot of them were there for the show. And
that's so cute.
They're just, it's, for me, I understand if people get a little bit, like, nervous to come up to you, Cheryl, or up to AJ, but some of them were a little nervous, like, do you mind if we take a picture? I was
oh.
like, of course. Are you kidding? Come on, let's do it. Let's go.
How many
yeah,
of
during,
them were there?
There was
a
actually,
lot.
No,
there were a lot.
Yeah.
No, there were some that even had custom-made PMU shirts.
PMU shirts, yeah.
Like, seriously beautiful PMU shirts and
That's
stuff.
So
yeah.
Cool.
Well, there was one girl in my meet and greet that had a custom PMU, and she had my face, and she had PMU.
Wow.
And she was, and she basically, you know, said, thank you so much for the podcast. It's really helped me. It's helped me with my relationship with my mom and this, that, and the other. And then as she was walking out, I said, you know, that's Renee over there. She goes, oh, I knew by the hat.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, there you go. There you go.
That's hysterical. Funny.
You know,
I love
I
that.
I said, he's not wearing a Rivian jacket right now,
well,
but
know,
that would be a.
I met another couple listeners in Cincinnati, actually, because I was there over the weekend at Jules' mental health awareness event called the Wellness Experience, which was an awesome. Oh,
okay,
my God.
Tell us,
you know,
all about it, Cheryl. Tell us all
just,
about it.
There's nothing like-minded people all together at a festival. First of all,
yes.
just the fact that we were all together, it was a little scary, but I got over it quickly. And
that was your first big thing, right? Like, out in public, right?
Yes my yeah. huge like thing. But what I loved so much was that, you know, the just us all talking about, I was a panelist and we were talking about depression hacks and talking about mental health in the BIPOC community. And it was like, it was so, I've never felt anything like this before. I guess this is what people mean when they say, like, when you're willing to do whatever for free, that's when, you know,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
that's your, like, zone
that's
of
rewarding.
Genius. Right?
That's rewarding.
It is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I have to say that I would do this a million times a year, and I had so much fun just being able to see the people that I was talking to and see how affected they were, and being able to talk to everybody in person and really have that human connection. There's nothing like it.
Wow. Was Coolio there?
Yeah, you know it. He was performing. And so yes. was Wanye. It's so weird.
Yeah, yeah. Wanye just, you know, he just dipped out and came and then flew back to Vegas.
Yeah, on your private jet.
No, I wish, no. But no.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So, okay, you know, I'm going to shift gears just because. So, Saturday night, last Saturday, not yesterday or 2 days ago, but last weekend, I flew into Vegas. I went to see Usher's show.
Oh, was it good?
Which was phenomenal. And, you know, obviously now everywhere there's a mask mandate.
Uh-huh. Well, some people,
you know,
don't care,
indoors, but all of it. And sitting in the show, about maybe two or three songs into the show, I'm looking around and like half the venue's masks are off.
Yeah.
And mine was on the entire time. But like I'm sitting there and then even walking through the casino, like you see people that mask is off, mask on, mask off.
So in Cincinnati,
and, you know,
nobody.
And it's like, mm-hmm. you know, both me and Renee were having this conversation a couple of nights ago about, you know, now with the Delta variant and all this stuff. And, you know, now things are kind of ramping up again. Like, it's not just, okay, you can wear your mask if you want it. If you're vaccinated, you're cool. It's not that anymore. And, no. you know, and for me and for Renee being fathers, it's the Delta variant is now affecting children.
18%
so, yeah,
of all people that have gotten Delta variant are children.
Are kids, yeah. yeah.
Children so, of the ages between what?
I mean, young.
Young kids. Like, that's one out of every five
wow.
almost, right?
Wow.
Yeah. So, good. Like, you know, I just want to say this to our listeners. And look, again, this has nothing to do with politics. This has nothing to do with anything except brain cells. Mask up, y'all. Just wear your mask. And don't, yeah, you don't have to do it for yourself. Do it for people you care about. Do it for your kids. Do it for your,
it's,
you know,
not about
your family.
You, actually, yeah,
it is. It's not about you. Yeah. It's about the person next to you and such and such. So
and just be a human being. Like that's what, yeah, that's our responsibility. And you might as well just go to baileybluecloth.com and buy Cheryl Burr mask. Had to add that.
Go. There you go. Yeah. Seriously. Seriously.
No, seriously.
But you know what, you guys, huge it's fail. Like, it's like when you drive at night, right? Mm-hmm. Are your lights on?
Some people aren't, actually, which is really,
I know,
scary.
But,
it's probably a hazing, but yeah.
No, but the law is that,
yeah,
you'll get a ticket if you don't drive with your lights on. Why?
Right.
Because people won't see you coming. You'll hit someone. And that's why. It's,
or
it has
seat
not,
belts. Everybody wears seatbelts.
Seatbelts,
like,
same
on.
Thing. And it's, it, yeah, could I say, well, it's my right to put on a seatbelt or not. Well, the law says differently. The law, right, also says I can't drive at 160 miles an hour, right? Yeah. And I could say to you guys, well, that's not right. That's, where's my freedom? I should, if my car does 160, I should be able to do 160. No, that's not the
but
way
if
it works.
We don't want to go under quarantine, or if we don't want to cause any more problems, let's just all work as a community, you know, like, yeah, what's
exactly
happening in Australia right now. People are getting so upset because they want to go under quarantine, or whoever does over there,
yeah,
and people
it's
are
bad
fighting
over there
it
now.
There's wars.
It's bad. It's bad. Well, and you know what's such a crazy thought is that out of any countries in the entire globe, New Zealand and Australia were the top two that got it right from Jump Street. The minute one case popped up, they locked everything down.
Yeah.
And they were able to literally reopen sooner. They were able to, like, you know, get their lives back on track.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're one of the worst places right,
yes,
now. And again, it just goes back down to just simple, follow the rules. It's got nothing to do about your freedom. Mm. It's just about protecting your fellow man, the next generation, protect our,
yes,
you know, kids.
Our kids.
And
be able, know, to open up again. Like, that's the problem, yeah, is that we're going to keep falling, like, back into the same place for hundreds of years, seriously, if we don't fix this.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to lie. And look, I'm not going to say what I'm saying right now to like, terrify fans or anybody out there. But,
uh-oh,
you know, we have a residency coming up in Vegas for, you know, Christmas in November, December. And, you know, if things just keep getting worse and worse, That scares me for all the fans that really want to come see us again as a group, see their favorite artists, see, you know, bands, see live shows again.
Mm.
If shit gets worse again, we're going to be right back to where we,
yeah,
were last summer. So,
I mean, look, I think people are just, they just don't care. They have all this inner rage, right? That they just feel like they could do whatever they want, and they're making it about them. So,
mm-hmm,
it's like, that's,
mm-hmm,
the thing. It's, I think this will help with climate control and all of that. Like, honestly, I think it could,
oh,
work.
100%.
If we all just work together.
I mean, it's so crazy, really, really quick. Like,
that's okay.
One of the most polluted places is China. Like,
mm-hmm,
China with all the, you know, factories and all the cars and everything. When all this first started and everybody was on, like, severe lockdown, the photos from China were unbelievable. You could see the crystal blue skies.
Yeah.
You could see, and even here in LA, like, the smog count was down. Like, it's kind of insane.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, it's just, we shouldn't have to do that to get that, you know, to get our environment right either. But, you know,
I think it's almost too late to get that right. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I think we're
pretty much screwed on that one.
I was going to say, the reason I'm going to tell this little story is because this is the closest conversation we're having for me to be able to sort of go off the mask thing. Only one time did I see a mask situation where I felt was risky, and that, mm-hmm, was that was us walking last night through the lobby of the hotel. And this girl wrote her number down on a mask and tried to hand it to AJ, call me kind of thing. And
stop
to
it.
To me, that's the time you don't want the mask.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, let me take all your germs and just put
exactly
it in my mouth.
And not that
phone.
AJ would ever want the number. You
no,
know what I mean? But it was, I just.
Wait, so she took it off her face and did
no,
that?
She
no,
had
she,
another
she
one.
She had it in her hand. And then my security just, like, grabbed it. And then in the distance, it's like, what are you doing? Why? And it's like,
masks
goodbye.
Are going to be the new bras or like new underwear that girls used to throw on stage.
Yeah.
I sincerely hope not. I mean,
it's better than the underwear.
I don't know. I'd much rather have this day and age than the fucking nasty ass mask.
This day and age, though, right? Everything's changed, you guys. Everything's changed.
I mean, I would prefer you not throwing anything.
Throw your sock. AJ wants your sock.
No. Ew, gross. I don't like feet. It's gross. No,
just the sock, not the foot.
I mean, we used to get some really crazy shit thrown at us.
Like
because
what?
Of
What's
like,
the craziest?
Well, because like, you know, back in the day, we would do interviews for like, you know, Bop Magazine and Tiger Beat and all this stuff. And we would say our like likes and dislikes. And for example, Brian loved mac and cheese. Like he loved Kraft mac and cheese. And girls would throw unopened boxes of mac and cheese up on that shit hurts.
I thought it was cooked. I thought they cooked it.
No. It's still in the box. You get hit with a box of mac and cheese. Howie used to always say how much he loved Haribo gummy bears.
Gummy bears.
And he would get pelted with bags and bags of gummy bears. So then Nick and I were like, okay, I see a trend.
I like $100
We're both
bills.
Gamers. We're like, okay, we both like PlayStation, but don't throw the PlayStation up on stage. Just give it to us in the meet and greet.
That's
Hand
amazing.
It to me.
Did they?
No, I think Nick did get a couple video games themselves, but never got an actual console.
Let me tell you, in Japan, when I did this live stage show over there, they are so generous. They give people Rolex watches, the fans.
Oh, yeah.
It's
oh, yeah.
full wow. on. That's it's crazy. Full on. Yeah.
AJ, you got in trouble for throwing something in the audience once, didn't you?
Well, yeah. So, well, both me and Nick, both of us got in trouble. And it, my situation was kind of bullshit because I actually knew the people. And they were actually friends of
mine.
What
did you throw?
So I threw, no, it wasn't me that threw it. Nick drank a little bit out of a water bottle and not enough. So there was still weight to it.
Uh-oh.
And then he chucked the water bottle out and the cap part cut open.
No.
My friend's head a little bit like, you know, maybe 4 to 5 stitches.
Oh, you're lucky.
So I saw them both after the show. She was fine. My buddy's like, oh, everything's good. Everything's good. It's all great. Cut to month later, lawsuit. And
no,
it's like, are you fucking kidding me?
I thought it's your friend's friend.
Well, I'm not friends with them anymore. And, you know, it's obviously one of those scenarios where people get in your ear and they're like, you know, you should probably go back and this, that. And it's like, you know, Nick threw a Buccaneers jersey into a crowd once and girls were like piranhas. Mauled this shirt to shit. And unfortunately, again, accidents happen. It got wrapped around a girl's face.
Come
and
on.
She got like, and she like kinked her neck a little bit. It's like.
And they sued
you? They talked about it, but nothing ever happened.
Oh, come on. That's so crazy.
But again, we don't really like throw shit anymore. Also, just because of safety. Now, also. Nobody wants to touch anything from anybody anymore.
That's
so,
not true. I bet you your fans would love you to throw
like
anything,
the, like,
even like a loogie.
The most we'll do now is like hand out a rose or something like that. But that's about the like limit of.
You should
gifting
start throwing
things.
Your nail polish everywhere.
Yeah, that would be messy and would hurt a lot.
totally, lots of lawsuits.
I could throw my you know my goat golf shirts out in the
there
audience.
There you go. There you go.
That would be good. Yeah.
Well, another girl will get strangled with it, so maybe not.
Which I have to say.
How's that doing?
Well, I was just going to say, I cannot believe that it's actually here. We literally launched on the 18th.
That's amazing.
And it's been getting nothing but amazing positive reviews. I found out last night after the show from my manager that there's a few golf courses that now want to supply the pro shop with it. And I'm just like, my mind is blown. So,
you know, it's so unique. That's why, like, I think it's so smart of you to do something like that.
I'm ecstatic about it. And
this
fall,
is it both for both?
Well, yes, this fall we are going to be introducing the women's line.
You should get Paige. Send some to Paige.
I would love for Paige to rock it, and maybe we can do a photo shoot together. So, yeah. Paige, if you're listening, I'm going to extend the invite.
When I go golfing with you guys again, because
yes,
next time I go,
you are definitely going to get hooked up. Golfoverallthings.com. Go check it out. I'm over the moon about it. And there's going to be so much more coming from it. It's amazing to me. Well, I shouldn't say it's amazing to me, because I've seen it happen with a lot of my friends that are sober. Is, you know, when you're out there and you're in the trenches and you're struggling, and you've got great ideas, or you have passions and you have dreams and all these things, they get stifled by this horrible disease of alcohol and drug addiction. But when you are in the saddle and you're doing the do and you're focused, all those dreams can come true. And I'm living proof that that can happen. Renee is living proof that that can happen. You, Cheryl, are living proof that that can happen. And, you know, I'm just so elated that, like, all these little things that I've wanted to do for 20 plus years, I'm seeing through. They're here. Like, it's
happening.
That's
the thing, right? When we're in our disease, we're very good at starting things. We're not good at finishing.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Right? And starting many things.
Which makes you want to drink things. Even more. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, God. I mean, I was the king of like 50 projects at once. Oh.
Yeah.
And I mean, Renee can attest to this. How many times I would start a song.
Yeah.
I'd start writing a song, and then I would put it on the back burner. And then the next time we would get together, I'd start a whole new song. I would never go back to the one that I started.
Yeah,
have you finished it now? Like all those ones that you started?
Oh, no, I mean, no, but I've got hundreds, if not thousands of songs that have like half of a first verse and that's it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Your collection of one third of a song
exactly.
written
isn't that normal though for like writers and stuff? Or?
No.
I mean,
it's not a good
alcoholic writers?
Well, it's not a good practice to start something and then let it go because it's too easy to not see it through.
Right.
But generally speaking, I mean, AJ sober, he'll start a song, finish a song, you know, mm-hmm. and same.
No, but
same,
even like, you know, finally doing my, you know, step work in the program, like, you know, I've put off shit for so long. It's like now I'm finally going to see it through.
Yeah.
And because I sit back and I see a lot of my friends that have a lot of time in the rooms and, you know, and I see like living proof. If you do what is suggested, you can have what I have. And I see it and it's like, dude, get off your ass, do what is suggested. And like literally on the flight home today, Renee was like, dude, you know what? The same way that you approach working out, you know, If you miss a day, then you're like, oh, maybe, you know, maybe I'll just miss 2 days, and then you miss three mm-hmm, days, and then before you know it, you got the fucking belly back, and you're looking like, you know,
and
you got
you
the dad
feel
bod.
Like shit about yourself that you did
exactly.
And then the more you're gonna want to just
exactly
abuse
so the
yourself.
Same mentality of how I approach a diet or how I approach health and fitness. Is how
I think that's
approach.
Where the addiction in us comes in a good way, in a positive way, because like when we I think for me at least, I'm very excessive, right? So, but when I put my mind to something, it's like there's nothing, there's no balance, which is not a good thing. But like I just need to do it, like fully do it. But
you hyper focus. You hyper focus.
I'm
hyper vigilant. No, that is not a bad thing. You know, obviously, obsessing on things I think is not necessarily a great tactic. But again, doing things at the right pace, but seeing them through and staying focused on those things.
There's nothing wrong with being passionate.
Right.
Unless you're being passionate about something that's bad for you.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, wrong.
It's like obsession is one thing, right? But being, you know, I hope to God I never lose my passion for things. You know, I know you guys feel the same way. It's like, I love the things I love. I really love them. Do you know?
And what do you love?
Rivian.
Well, you guys saw that.
PMU.
You guys saw that. I got a call from Rivian, so that was exciting.
Again?
Well, no.
I
forgot. I told you guys.
No, but trust me. He
I thought you guys are best friends.
He, He's always reminding everyone that he got a call from Rivian.
So here's an example. Sitting on the dock in the morning.
For those of people that don't know what Rivian is, please explain.
So Rivian is a truck, a brand new American pickup truck and SUV that's coming out that's fully electric. And it's insanely, I don't know, like forward thinking. I could go on and on it's about
this. How long is the waiting list for one?
They're all sold out for the launch edition. They sold out immediately.
Probably get mine in 2030. Probably.
No,
really?
No. We put our money down. We both got onto the launch edition, and so. It's going to be a while for people that didn't get the launch edition. Yeah, it'll probably be more like 2024 before they can get theirs.
But, so do you have a passion for trucks? Is that why you love it so much? You love cars?
So the same way AJ and I got into mountain biking, right? We don't just get into it. We watch every video on something. Yes. We know the specs. We know the weight. We know everything about it. And we become obsessed, you know? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I love sitting on the dock in the morning with a cup of coffee, listening to...
I mean, that dock is magical where you live.
Right? Listening to classical music. And I don't feel like I'm late with nowhere to go. I don't feel like I'm missing out. I just sit here and I watch the birds and I just go, man, life is awesome.
You know so what you...
For all of our fans listening right now, Renee lives in a very magical place. And that's all I'll say. But I'll say this, though. Oh, my goodness.
Thinking about what you just described, Renee.
Thank you.
Okay, so basically everybody out there listening, exactly what Renee described, I want you to picture me at the beginning of the Boy and a Man video in my rocking chair. That's what it looks like when he's sitting on his dock. He's sitting on his dock with his coffee. That's what it looks like.
You know what? You guys might be right. That might be less passion and
if
just
you're not
old.
Happy there.
I'm telling you, go look up the Boy and a Man video if you guys haven't seen it.
Listen.
And just watch the first 30 seconds.
Dude,
and
you didn't even
need
to
Renee get in, on his dock.
You didn't even need to get into makeup. I could have just been your stunt double.
Exactly.
Wait, why is this so funny? Hold on.
You got to see it. The very beginning
right
of Boy
now.
In a Man, you're going to die.
Just the very beginning, and then you'll be like, yep.
Oh, my God.
Do you see it?
I see the rocking chair. But AJ, you look like... Oh, my God, you look like that tango we did. Kind of. Oh, yeah.
This is true.
That is true. It's so true. But AJ, you remember you look like what's her, the psycho, but a man version.
Yeah.
That is so funny. That
mom,
rocking chair.
I mean, mother, yes.
Yeah.
But
mom, when I fell on my head.
I kind of look like mother on the show, as well as like from the back, a little bit like Mrs. Doubtfire. I'm not going to lie. It was a little Mrs. Doubtfire. I'm sure Matt was
oh my God.
Flashbacks.
Totally. But actually, I don't think the camera caught that part. So,
Yeah, I know. They definitely screwed that up. We had it all worked out, choreographed, and then
Oh my God, to the T. And then I fell on my head, and it was just all great from there.
Yeah, that was good times, man. Good freaking
God,
times.
God, I miss it. Okay.
So
I feel like I have lice. I keep itching, but it's my extensions, I think. They really...
Okay, that's gross.
No, they look beautiful, though.
Well, listen, there's one thing we haven't done yet, so I'm going to do it just before our producers make us do it. We're going to take a quick break and we'll see you guys when we get right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we are back. So we actually asked you guys on our Instagram to ask us some questions. So we're going to do a quick little round robin right now. I'm going to ask Cheryl two questions. Cheryl's going to ask Renee two questions, and Renee's going to ask me two questions. So here we go. I'm just going to pick the most random ones here. Cher Bear.
Yeah.
What is your favorite movie of all time and why?
Pretty Woman. That one. Oh, my God. That's as far. That's as close as you're going to hear me sing ever again.
But why?
Because why? I was raised with it. Probably not the best movie to show a little girl. But yeah, my Filipino nanny, who only spoke Tagalog, loved watching Pretty Woman. And it was between Pretty Woman Dynasty and The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music. That's not the title. The title
now,
is The Sound
now,
of Music.
Now, Cheryl, do you know a little fun fact that Pretty Woman is technically a Disney film?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That is not okay.
Yeah, it's 100% Disney started Touchstone Pictures underneath the umbrella of the Disney name, and Touchstone Pictures is what produced and made that movie.
But yes. I want to know.
It's a Disney movie.
That is not kid friendly.
But what about the what did you take away from the film? What is it about it? Even though it was the one you were exposed to, but
you know
must
how you guys can recite
it.
Recite the words. Like I know almost every single saying and all of that. But I also love the prostitution part. Duh, no, I'm kidding.
Hey-o.
Runs in the family. Remember what my dad did?
Right. Oh my gosh.
All right, Cheryl. One more question for you. If you could do another season of Dance Moms, who would you want on the show with you?
Wait, with me? What do you mean?
I don't know. That's the question.
What do you mean with me, though? Like, there's only one host. Wait, what do you mean with me? Next. Let's go to another
one. Okay. All right. Okay. Scratch that one.
AJ messed that up.
Okay. I think I know the answer to this, and if I'm wrong, then screw me. What is your favorite season of Dancing with the Stars?
Season 3, duh.
Damn you!
Well, that's the one you won, right?
That's the one you won.
Back in 1960. No, I'm kidding. Obviously, last season. And oh my goodness, duh. Everyone knows you're my favorite partner. I even said it. You never showed it, but I said it in a long video that I sent to you recently.
Yes, you
you're
did.
Awesome, yes, you
did. All right, Renee. Cher Bear, ask Nene two questions.
Nene, one second. Okay. Have you always had a soothing voice? Always.
We've talked about this on the show. I was afraid of doing the podcast because one time long ago, someone said to me like this, ew, you've got such a monotone voice.
And ew, I'm like, they said ew?
Ew, yeah.
Ew.
And I was like, So the last thing I ever expected after doing the podcast for people to tell me they have that I have a soothing voice, because I tried to listen to it from their point of view, and for me it sounds horrible.
Ever listened to our podcast?
I have.
And you don't like your voice?
I hate it. Really? I hate it. Yeah. It sounds
like... Well, I get it, I guess.
Yeah. Nails on a chalkboard.
Most people do.
But like, you know, I just did an interview today with another podcast, and he was saying how much he just loves your voice.
Wow, that's...
A lot of people say that about you.
So that blows me away. I never considered myself...
I don't get it, but whatever.
Shut up, AJ. Voice. Maybe you should listen once in a while.
I could kind of understand when I'm talking to people that are struggling with addiction and I have some things to say that they could relate to, in that sense soothing, but not in a tonal soothing.
When you were a teenager, was your voice like this?
I think so. Well, I mean, I guess it must have shifted in
puberty. Totally. But like, have you always had like, have you ever been like high pitched or like loud?
No. That's the one thing. I've never been really kind of like...
Like obnoxious,
you know,
yeah.
I always kind of keep it down here somewhere.
This is my impression of when Renee is talking,
AJ.
he speaks with great articulation.
No, but it makes you want to shut up and listen.
His hands move.
It does make you want to listen to you. Like, you have a very commanding voice. It's not monotone, so that person can sec it. Okay, next. What is your biggest fear in life?
Losing my daughter or my wife. You know, like I have a very strong, I believe, like, connection to a spiritual program, or I shouldn't say very strong. I do feel I work hard on a spiritual program, and I feel that God could get me through anything. But when I get to that, like this, when I sometimes have horrible thoughts, let's say I haven't seen Elin all day because she's been out on the island, and then all of a sudden it hits me, what if something horrible happened? Right. I feel like that I couldn't survive. So that would be my biggest fear right there. That's easy.
That and probably losing again really to sad, me on yeah. the golf course would be
okay. Well, AJ. Since you brought it up, AJ, since you brought
yes,
it up.
Yes, you won at Topgolf. It's not real
and then,
golf.
How about the last time we golfed?
Yes, I'm still up 2-1 right now.
No, that's not what we're saying. Who won the last time? Me. Who won at Topgolf? Me. Okay,
what's
so I'm
Top
not
golf?
Afraid.
Okay.
Tell
your tops off.
Yes.
Tell Cheryl what it is, because we got to go do it
is
together.
It's basically the most incredible driving range experience with like built-in different games.
High-tech.
Some of the
all tracks your ball.
And honest to God, some of the best damn food.
Yeah, the food
you'll
ridiculous.
Ever eat.
Better than when we had what we had at your golf course, wherever that was. I forgot.
It's different. It's different.
Different.
It's different.
Yeah. Well, so. All right. Cheryl, just quickly, boom, you see the flight of your ball on the computer screen, and you're trying to hit target. So it's a combination of a golf driving range and a video game.
How much does that cost?
What, awesome. To make it?
No, just to go there.
Oh, no, it's not that expensive to play at all. Yeah. No.
Okay.
All right, listen, we only have time for one more question.
Okay, so I'm
going to
ask
Renee
you.
To me.
Okay,
so
let's
pick
see.
The best one of that batch that you
okay,
think.
Okay, let's see.
No pressure.
Okay, what is the proudest and least proudest moment in life?
In my life?
Yeah.
Renee, you could answer that.
Answer part of it.
Okay, the proudest moment in my life would be the birth of both of my kids. That would be the proudest moment by far.
Yeah.
The least proudest moment?
That's really hard to just pick one.
No. I already
detail,
know.
Please.
The least proudest moment for me would be on the Black and Blue Tour back in 2000, 2001, when I was literally at my worst, pretty much every night until I went to rehab, drinking on stage in excess, and by the final song of the show, being buzzed out of my mind, and then knowing that I could just walk off stage and nobody be the wiser. But that was a very non-proud moment because I always told myself, the drinking and the partying, that is for after the show. It's never before and it's never during. And I ended up doing all of it. But during a show, that to me is a very, very low, low point for me.
It's a sacred place, right? The stage.
It is. And it's like, you know, you're not only are you endangering people around you if you're that inebriated, you're also endangering yourself. You're endangering the fans. Because you don't know, you could fall off stage and break your arm.
Were the rest of the boys drinking too?
Nobody ever drank on stage except me. No, God, no. But yeah, that's my least proudest moment.
Okay, I get to ask you another one.
That and maybe breaking wind on live television. Go ahead. One more.
Jeez.
When was that? Dancing with me?
It was in Europe. Yes, it was with you in your trailer.
Doing the cha-cha.
All right, we got time for one last one, dude.
Okay. Have you always had a soothing... Oh, no, that one's mine.
Oh, my God.
Here's one for me, but I do want... It was for me. It wasn't asked, but I would love to ask you it. What is the biggest misconception about you?
I think the biggest misconception about me is that I am... that I am the bad boy that I was labeled. I think everybody really, for years, because of the different hair colors and the tattoos and even the living like kind of rock star party lifestyle, I'm the biggest teddy bear ever. I'm in some ways too sensitive.
AJ would cry all the time during rehearsal.
No, I mean, honestly, I'm a very, very overly sensitive person. I do cry at the drop of a hat. I wear my heart on my sleeve. And that's how I've always been my whole life. But, you know, living this persona, this double life per se, where there's AJ and there's Alex, AJ took over for the longest time and got caught up in all the wrong shit. And, you know, Alex, poor bastard, had to sit in the chair, turn around facing the corner with the dunce hat on. But Alex is here and present, clear and present danger here, you know, and I feel like I've now learned how to separate the two. And I'm still learning a lot about myself daily.
You know, I do have to agree that, yes, you were labeled the bad boy and... Because the other guys aren't like at all bad boys, right? So you stood out a little and you got labeled that. But I agree with you. You're far from being a bad boy. For me, a bad boy generally is looking for trouble. You kind of fell into trouble here.
Yeah, like, trouble finds me.
Yeah, you're like the accidental.
You just go with it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like
oh,
once you did. Because once you're in it, you're like, well, all right, I'm in it.
Good.
So,
because totally.
I will say this also, and I say this to your fans, and they know this about you, but I'll say it anyways. Like the one thing that people constantly say to me about you and the way I felt after meeting you is that you're genuinely a nice guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I've never seen you like trying to like talk crap about people or mistreat people.
Believe me, I tried to get him to talk crap about somebody. It didn't work.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't fall for it.
You don't have a mean bone in your body.
I don't judge people, and you're right. I don't have a mean bone in my body.
Even when I was hanging out with you every day for 3 months, he still would never judge anyone.
I mean, they did show a little bit during one of the pre-performance reels, but I still want to ask Rhea, how many times did I actually say the words "I'm sorry"?
Oh my God, a million!
Like, I really want a true count because I would say it like it was like a knee-jerk reaction.
You said it
to the point where Cheryl's like, "Stop saying that." I couldn't help myself.
Actually, it was funny though. Thank God though we had that, or else it would have really been.
It would have been bad. Well, listen, everybody, thank you, guys for all of your questions.
Love you, Cheryl. As always, love you guys.
Please don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Give us 5 stars. We love you guys. And it's good to be back together again. And until next time, We love you guys. Stay safe out there. God bless.
Wear a mask.
Wear a mask. Wear Cheryl's mask.
Stay tuned for the next episode of Pretty Messed Up on iHeartRadio.
Follow Pretty Messed Up on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.